What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called to talk to you about social media, big tech, but first, you mentioned something that had to do with the CPI, Consumer Price Index.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, CPI isn't used to quantify inflation. It's used to hide it with their basket of goods.
Yes.
And at Shadow Stats right now, based upon how they used to measure it in 1990, inflation is running just over 6%. I don't know how, you know, this is from March. And then, of course, from the way they used to count it from 1980 until they changed it in 1990, it's humming at over 10%. So, you know, creating all this currency out of thin air does have an effect. Anyway,
yes,
big tax, social
inevitably
media,
it
I don't
does.
Use a
trying
cell
to hide it, but yes, it's having
oh,
an
yeah,
effect.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. And you and see, all this scamming that has to do with currency, interest rates and whatnot, and, you know, all these brokerage firms, you know, that, you know, these hedge funds and all this crapola, it all has to do with inflation. If there's no inflation, they got nothing. They got nothing. And it's sad. But anyway, so social media, big tech, as you know, I've said a long time, I don't use a cell phone, never will, because if anybody's going to make any cash off of my data, it's going to be me. And,
okay.
You know, that's not how it works with this stuff. Social media works the same way. And the user's data gets monetized. It makes a bunch of people rich, such as
yes.
Zuckerberg. Right, and that other fellow from Twitter, that freak show. And then they turn around and they use that cash that they made off of the user against them by obviously stripping them of their free speech, which is what's happening right now.
Yes.
Because social media is not social media. They're publishers, and that's a fact.
Yes.
And you have Bezos with his Amazon. Mike, I would starve to death before I would use Amazon, and I'm not kidding. I will never, ever, ever, ever use Amazon because that guy's rich enough as it is.
Yes.
And his employees should have health care as good as his. They should have a pension plan. You know, they pay into it, right?
Yes.
And they should have a decent living wage because that guy is filthy rich off of that. And he doesn't care about his employees. And, you know, that's a fact. They can't even unionize, right? Oh,
yes.
Well, we have to have... Do you remember that whole scam, hey, Mike? He's saying, you know, these mail-in ballots are perfect. Yeah, they're great, blah, blah, blah. But you can't have mail-in ballots for voting, you know, to have a union in Amazon. Absolute hypocrisy, these clowns. Anyway, that's all I had to say, Mike. That's my rant. Cell phones,
all right,
of course,
well, good rant. Thank you very
cash.
Much for the call. And we're going to switch
thank
to
you.
Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Any chance of that Long March or whatever it is, that Chinese rocket falling on D.C.?
on where?
Ooh, that would be too bad. On Washington, D.C., you know.
Well, as much chance as it is going to hit anywhere else, I would hate for it to fall in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of really cool museums there I want to see someday.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyhow, there's one thing about Rudy Giuliani and that raid to confiscate all his personal stuff, but they left, you know, Hunter Biden's, when they found
yes.
out it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, they didn't want. Seems to me that this may coincide with the Arizona recount or the forensic recount. They may be looking just to grab everything he knows about the election and try to fabricate a defense there, you know. That's the FBI for you, you know.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking at. They're, you know, if they can nail him, yeah, that's a bonus. But I think they're just basically just going in there and grabbing everything he's got, that all his knowledge on the election fraud. It's a criminal state is what we're dealing
with.
Yeah. You know, Rudy has a ace in the hole. It's 9/11. You know, he was told the building was going to come down. Yeah. So, I don't know if he'd ever pay that card. That's probably
no, he probably wants to go on living.
Yeah, he probably does. Hey, did you catch Patrick Slattery's show earlier today?
No, I did not.
No? Okay. Well, Biden put on executive order targeting people who assist the Russian government. And this is very loosely defined. You can find it on whitehouse.gov. Executive order on blocking property with respect to specific harmful foreign activities to the government of the Russian Federation. And it's just basically an open contract on anyone who they want to take down that they think helps Russia. And I'm not aware of it, that we're not at war with Russia, so I don't see where they even have the authority to do this. And the discerning authorities that will determine whether your property will be seized, your bank account's locked, or what have you, is the Department of State and the Department of Treasury. So there's no judge involved. There's no due process or anything.
Yeah.
And I think this is pretty damn dangerous. You know, this is Iron Curtain style dissident crackdown.
Yeah,
you know?
It really sounds like it. I mean, you know, they could construe simply talking about the inadvisability of war with Russia as somehow helping Russia, and that's going to have a chilling effect on peace activists.
Yeah, well, one of the, of course, they had the if you help directly or indirectly the government of the Russian Federation, A, malicious cyber-enabled activities, B, interference in the United States or other foreign government election. What's interference? You know, they said making ads on Facebook was interference in 2016. And, you know, you have Ukraine and these other governments that Russia involves itself with. And then actions or policies that undermine democratic processes or institutions in the United States or abroad. Basically, anything Russia may do may be construed as malicious. And if you're doing business with Russia, if you're importing, exporting, if you're, you know, on the other hand, you know, if you're dealing with Israel, it's there is no constraints at all. It's just crazy. That's, you may want to look up that executive order. I think it's pretty
disturbing.
Yeah,
I think that needs to be looked at because it sounds like they're painting with a really broad brush that can, you know, hit a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I got there. Appreciate you taking the call.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mary in Virginia. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're looking fine with your smile.
Okay.
Okay. Inflation only hurts the ones on fixed income. You do know that, right?
No, I think it hurts pretty much everybody unless you can get your employer to give you raises, you know, cost of living increases, and not all employers are willing to do that.
Well, then they go on the dole, right? And so forth, the people that are going on the dole, because they're like, hell, I can make more doing this or that, right?
Okay, yes, that's one of the problems, you know, with...
How are things in Indiana?
Say again?
How are things in Indiana?
Well, we got a big storm coming in tonight. They're warning about possible tornadoes here. They had some nasty tornadoes down in Atlanta, Georgia, and a couple of other places here. So Mother Earth is definitely on the rampage here in the United States.
Did that worry you more in... Hawaii
and
Indiana?
Not really, but we actually did get tornadoes in Hawaii. We had one that ripped up a tree just down the street from where we were living, And we saw another one, a water spout come off the ocean onto shore out by Electric Bay. That was a little bit of a surprise. I was, you know, I grew up with Wizard of Oz, and tornadoes are something you get in Nebraska and Kansas.
Yeah. No joke. Yeah. Yeah. Well, life is good in Indiana, right? You going to the Indy 500?
Yeah, it is. Claire's having a really good time.
You go to the Indy 500?
No, that's the other end of the state, and I'm probably, I don't like crowds, and I'm probably not going to bother doing that.
No joke. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, son.
Well, thank you.
Love you.
I love you, too. We're going to let you go and go to Steve in Manhattan. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's quite interesting is Theodore Herzl died at age 44, and 44 Orthodox Jews died on that day, awful day. It's just an awful situation. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
And also Bernie Madoff's birthday is on that day. Jerry Seinfeld's birthday is on that day. Andre Agassi's birthday is on that day. Pretty interesting.
Well, you know, there's so many people there, the birthdays are going to line up sooner or later. I mean, you know, Claire's birthday is this Sunday, and so is my younger brother's.
Yes, but you should know that gematria is real, and there's a conspiracy at the high levels of Illuminati involving the ruling elite and the Q people. So there's something going on.
Well, Q is full of a lot of misinformation. A lot of people think it's a disinformation operation.
Yeah. I mean, basically, so the problem is, basically, 44, 45, 45, these numbers add up in gematria, maybe just coincidence. Some people think just coincidence, the numbers line up in gematria. You can make any number appear.
Numerology kind of went the same way as astrology and alchemy. And you told our producer you wanted to talk about the infrastructure.
Yeah, I did. What happened was the country is $30 trillion in debt, and how are we going to invest in this infrastructure project? It usually comes back. How can we? Historically, we haven't got the money back in infrastructure projects. For say, in New York, there's huge corruption. It costs $1 billion a mile to build 1 mile subway in New York City. So
yes.
They took from the 1970s just to open the Second Avenue subway. It took them about 40, 50 years to open that subway line. The tunnels were already dug in the 70s. It took just 2 years ago to open those subway lines. So it's crazy. So it's so expensive. In France, it's significantly cheaper to build infrastructure in the United States. And they're a socialist country. But in New York City, there's so much corruption, so much fraud. It just costs billions.
Well, it's hardly New York. I mean, out in Hawaii, they were putting in this light rail system, and it still wasn't finished when Claire and I left. I don't even know if it's finished and running yet, but that went hideously over budget, and they had to, like, rebuild large sections of it because of bad planning. These things are badly managed. Anyway, Steve, going to let you go here. We got to switch to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Michael, I gotta admit right here, I am part of the Claire Rivero conspiracy, and I want her to come back on Fridays.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but, you know, she's working on her music these days.
Well, God bless that. Yeah, I look forward to that, too. What I was calling you about, this account in Arizona, is this a forensic count, or what is this being labeled?
You mean in Maricopa?
Yes.
They're calling it an audit, and they're checking not only the ballots, they're checking the voting machines themselves.
Well, you know what I think might be an interesting outlook there is if it were possible, if we're going to go back to that election anyway, I would have liked to have gone back to those primaries because I would have liked to have seen Bernie Sanders votes.
You know, it's entirely possible the primaries were being rigged along with the main election itself. I mean, I thought Tulsi Gabbard would have done a lot better than she actually did. And, I mean, there's no reason the fraud is confined to the presidential election. It's probably happening all over the place. I mean, we have certain politicians that the public seems to loathe, and yet they keep winning re-election after re-election after re-election.
Yeah, I would like to, since they're going to open it up, I mean, it's the same year, you know, go back to the primary, and let's see if that was a tune-up for what we got treated to in the fall.
There was definitely massive fraud in 2016. It just wasn't enough to keep Trump out of the White House.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the 2020, I think the primary was a tune-up for what was up, you know, to come. Because obviously had already messed they already had messed 16 up because, you know, they told everybody in the world that, you know, Hillary Clinton, there's nothing in the world that can beat her. She's 90%, and nobody can touch her. So, they didn't quite have the strings all fixed on the rigging machine, and I think maybe that that primary could have been a tune-up. And as we all know, what the general election was, it was just absolutely disastrous, and you know should have been stopped, overturned, revoted, or just canceled out, period. But
no, you're anyway, absolutely Michael, right. There's no reason to assume that the primary elections were honest and fair, you know, when the general election was so obviously crooked.
And since they're already going to be there, they're going to be digging everything out. I would love to see that primary and what that election was like and see where Bernie's. And, you know, that's another thing, too. How come none of these Bernie Sanders people, for the second straight time, you know, there's credible evidence that he got a raw deal.
Yes.
Why are they not out here? I mean, why are not, you know, I don't get it. Why are they not out there? Why wouldn't the Democratic Party themselves want to be out there on it and say, yeah, you know, we got to look at this, too. So,
well,
I don't know.
I think there's this idea that, you know, they all know fraud is going on, but it serves a higher purpose. You know, we're transforming the country and making it safe for the LGBTQ people and drag queen story hour. And so that justifies cheating.
And that's what I think, too. I think they know those Democrats are terrified of any of these vote recounts. But with that, Michael, I'll let you go. Always having a great show and great to hear you again today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. And, Mark, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask you, what did they say about Russia there? If we get into a war with them, people would be accused of being friendly to Russia or something like that?
The other caller said that Biden issued an executive order authorizing the government to literally strip the wealth from anybody who is giving assistance to the government of Russia. And there's no clear definition as to what that means, so it can be applied on an ad hoc basis.
Well, all right. Well, it surprised me with Biden. This guy's got to go. And that brings me back to you were talking about the recount. Not the recount, a forensic audit there in Arizona.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, if that goes through, this is going to really be a constitutional crisis because I can't see how this country could, you know, let this happen. And by the way, as an answer to what Miles was saying about Bernie Sanders, I was listening the other day to a show called The War Room, actually on my podcast while I was driving.
Yes.
And by Stephen K. Bannon and Raheem Hassan. And they had a Bernie supporter on there, okay, who was actually
okay,
involved.
Mark, I got to put you on hold. Mark, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from my sponsor.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about, again, increasing signs of a push to propagandize the American people to support war with Russia. And to silence those who question that propaganda. So, Mark, take it away.
Okay, getting back to the thing about the audit, the forensic audit.
Oh, yes.
The war room with Stephen
yes.
Bannon had a Bernie Sanders supporter on there, a big-time supporter who's heavy into assisting with the audit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, and he is, a lot of Sanders supporters know there was hanky-panky going on in those primaries. Getting back to Tulsi Gabbard, what happened with her is after she took out Kamala Harris there,
yes,
showed her up where he was trending like crazy on all the social
yes.
media. I at the time I believe I still was on I still had Twitter. They hadn't suspended me yet or kicked me off actually because I suspended me for life. She was trending like crazy all over the place. And then they cut her off. They cut everything off. Like
yes,
she didn't
they did.
Exist, and people started forgetting her. And she didn't have really the money to really launch the kind of campaign she would have needed to overcome that. This is election interference by Zuckerberg, by
I agree. I agree.
Rest of them, Google, YouTube. They can't. Hopefully, they won't get away. Hopefully, these people will go to jail before this is all over. These people are also behind the fact that people can't really find out just how terrible these vaccines are. They're finding out anyway.
Yes.
I know the signs now in my neighborhood, in my area. There's a supermarket before that now you don't even need an appointment. You can just come in there and get your COVID-19 injection, you know? So that means, in other words, they're not getting enough people. And now they're just desperately trying to get people. And I understand they're throwing away a lot of, excess vaccines that they can't,
yes,
you know, that they can't use anymore. So they're having problems with that, even with their. But as far as the elections went, no, they succeeded there, especially stifling Tulsi Gabbard and destroying Bernie Sanders' campaign. And then, of course, what they did to Trump in the general election. They can't get away with it, and I hope and pray, if we do find out the truth, and I think we very well might. I mean, we people like us, we know the truth, but I'm talking about the general public finds out the truth. I don't know whether they can just kick Biden out right now, put Trump back in. I don't think they can do that. I think what they could do is kick Biden out and order, let's say, the Supreme Court or something, order a general election or even a military. In order to new election, like within 6 months, and have a caretaker government of both, you know, nonpartisan Republican and Democrat, when a military could come in like they did in Burma,
yes,
kick out the and kick him out, and then order a new election. Either way, I would be very happy if something like that happened, because we can't let this stand. It's this country is illegitimate.
No, we can't.
As long as we
have elections, if we don't have honest elections, then we've lost control of this government.
When you talk about Russia, you talk about China or any of these other countries, they're probably laughing at the United States right now, okay? I'm sure.
No, I think they're more concerned about, you know, the U.S. government going completely rogue and having all those nuclear weapons.
Well, yeah, that's true, especially when you get a demented old imposter with his fingers on the nuclear trigger. Yeah, I guess that's...
Well, thank goodness for the two-man rule. That's all I can say.
Is there really a two-man rule? I don't know.
Yeah. My understanding is the president could order a nuclear strike in response to an attack, but it takes two people in national command authority to initiate an unprovoked nuclear strike.
Problem is, he's so crazy and so rotten that he may get to the point where it might get to the point where Russia and China do hit us with the first strike, because disfiguring the man is so incapable and so dangerous that they might hit us first. You know, anything is possible. We're on, you know, this is pins and needles now. This is, you know, we're talking like I said, if you watch the Terminator stuff, what's triggered it there was machines that triggered it off, but it was between the United States and Russia. I mean,
yes,
we've got enough weapons between the two of us to probably destroy the planet just between the two countries. And then what would most likely happen, Britain and France would get involved, China would get involved, Israel would probably try to nuke Iran, Pakistan might then nuke Israel, India would try then probably nuke Pakistan, and vice versa. I mean, you're talking about planet destruction. That's what you're talking about if that happens. All
yeah.
out nuclear war. You know? And that's how dangerous this is. And to have this imposter sitting there, you know, the recipient of a completely illegal election? I mean, Mike, I don't know, man. I've never seen anything like that in my lifetime.
I've never seen the nation this bad in my entire life, and I've been around for a while now. Okay.
And you know another thing?
Wait, Mark? Yeah, okay. Mark, I'm going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We have more callers on the line. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of...
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Mike. Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Good afternoon. The last guy from Carolina, it seems like he's coming around to Trump a little bit. He's warming up to Trump. That's good news. He's warming up. I think he's really figured it out, what's going on. But here, Mike, here's the main thing that everybody, your callers, should be talking about today. And the show should be about this. It should be about immigration, Mike. It should be about immigration the whole week, the rest of this week. I'll tell you why, Mike. I don't know if you had a chance to see Jesse Waters Saturday night with Laura Logan. Did you happen to see that, Mike?
No, Laura idea. Logan? I did not.
Okay,
you know,
well,
we've covered a lot of immigration news here on this show, but you know, and I agree with you, immigration is a major, major problem, but it's not the only one, you know, and I don't want to focus on immigration to the exclusion of these other issues like election fraud and the economy.
Okay, I can understand that, Mike, but this is really important. Let me give a couple minutes on this. Jesse Waters had Laura Logan on as a special guest. They were talking about the Aztecs. You're not the one. Mexicans and Central Americans are not actually what they say they are. They're like from the culture of Aztec. Okay.
Yes.
And what Jesse Waters was asking her, they were talking about beheadings. They were talking about, they have like the Grim Reaper on. They're getting all these people are coming in here, have these tattoos of the Reaper or whatever.
Yeah.
Forgot the name of the saint. Jesse Waters, I mean, Jesse Waters looks like he was ready to turn red when he was listening to Laura Logan explain what's really going on with this immigration situation, Mike. And it is mainly probably the biggest focus point we have to look at because, Mike, in the next elections coming up, it's going to be illegal votes that are going to turn these elections, these multiple millions of elections. That's why
it is
the biggest
sure point. That illegal votes were a major factor in 2016 and 2020.
I'm sure dead people voting was probably a major factor we don't even know about. But, Mike, getting back to what Laura Logan said to Jesse, this is worse than a cultural shock to this country. It is a shock. It's going to shock the core of the nation. The crime rate that cartels are pulling on the border, Mike, is shocking. You need to go back and archive it. Everybody is listening right now and wants to email you, Mike. They should archive Jesse Waters' show Saturday night with Laura Logan. Then they'll all be calling in and they'll be going, oh, my goodness gracious, what is going on here? This is the most perplexing problem we're ever going to be facing in this country right now. Because, Mike, when I saw Jesse, Jesse was like dazed and confused what she was telling him. The way he was like, it was a brief kind of a thing, but it was actually kind of long because she was explaining that they're not coming to compliment. They're going to come over and take over the place. They're not a cultural identity that they want to keep here, Mike, these cartels, the drugs pouring in here, the fentanyl, every other drug that even coming in from China. Yeah, Mike, it is the biggest to me. It has to be in the top two
issues.
Well,
it's not just
the
immigrants here. I mean, give me a second here. If you think about what's going on with our government, where they're defunding the police, they want to take away our guns, they're creating a society in which crime can run rampant, and that crime is the bottom of the drug money pyramid.
Yeah, Mike, you're right. But, Mike, you're not talking about this. You're not talking about the people who are being beheaded in this country, losing limbs, getting their legs, amputation. I mean, women are actually getting raped and their arms cut off. You saw what happened to the woman in New York, okay? They cut her arms off. The cops were actually following her. Her body was in the trunk. And then the lady, Laura Logan, was explaining, this is going to be happening in massive scale if we don't stop this insanity. Because, Mike, and again, these people are all coming here for competition. They have to have jobs. They have to have clean water. They want food.
Yes.
They have to have Section 8 housing. Yeah, Mike, it is. That does affect the economy. It puts white Americans back in behind the eight ball. So, Laura Logan was slamming it out of the park when she was telling Jesse what's going to be our future with this bumbling buffoon Biden, who's committing absolute treason with sanctuary cities, Mike. He should be absolutely put in a prison cell. Joe Biden, he's a president. I don't care if they come get me. What he's doing with sanctuary cities and alone, Mike, like you've been saying about Title VIII, is unconstitutional in our Constitution.
Yes.
Am I lying, Mike? Yes or no?
Well, it's not so much the Constitution as it is Title VIII violations. And, we have a government that has no more respect for the Constitution, they're not obeying their own laws. They've definitely gone rogue. And I'm beginning to understand why so many people are now talking about open revolution.
Well, Mike, exactly. And, Mike, let's look at California. You had a mayor there 2 years ago are tipping off the illegals that the feds are coming to get them.
Yes.
I believe there was 2,300 that they were ready to round up. And she's walking the street, Mike. Matter of fact, I think she's still the mayor of Oakland. So, Mike, come on. And, as far as what you've been saying all along about voter fraud, you were telling Trump and his family if they weren't dummies weren't listening. 3 years ago, this was going to happen, Mike.
Yes.
I remember your show, you kept saying on and on, there's going to be voter fraud. Mike, you were right on the money. And I give you accolades for it because you're right on the money. And Donald Trump can't get one of somebody in his imbecile clique. He could have get somebody to hear your show and say, hey, man, this guy might be on to something. I mean, Mike, it's right. Look, all I want you to do, Mike, so you do talk about it just during the week, is please archive Jesse Waters' Saturday Night Show with Laura Logan. Please do that for me. I really think that you're going to go, Tom's on to something here, because that was probably one of the most it was the most explosive show Jesse Waters, Waters World ever did, for sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Because the people who saw that, Mike, I believe are shocked to the core about the mutilations, the stuff that's going on. MS-13's off the charts. Mike, there's over 100,000 of them here in gangs in L.A. alone.
Oh, yeah.
MS-13
is all across the country now. And, we have all these gangland killings over drug turf. And again, to me, there's an obvious pattern of defunding the police and disarming the American people to make a society in which crime can run rampant in order to fuel the drug trade.
Well, you know, exactly, Mike, and I hope Peter from Los Angeles calls in, or Joe from California.
He's next on the
maybe
list.
Maybe Joe can get Layla to call back in. You know, maybe I propose or whatever, and he can get her to call back in. She was a good call. So I hope she does call back in, you know. But, Mike, you know, I hope you really do stress the fact that, hey, you know what, Tom's right. I'm going to look at Jesse's show Saturday mm-hmm. night with Laura Logan, and I think that you're really going to say, wow, you know, this is something that's really heavy. Something very heavy that's got to be dealt with publicly throughout the nation. It's got to be, Mike, because if not, we are going to become like Central America. We will become a third world rapidly. We will become a third world very rapidly.
I think
Mike.
We're almost there. I mean, in terms of our culture and our society and the decadence that we're seeing in our schools, for crying out loud, we're becoming a third world country. We're becoming as messed up as ancient Rome just before the collapse.
Absolutely. And, you know, Miles is on the song with Bernie Sanders. They stole the election from Bernie. And
yes.
Bernie is a this guy's a full-blown socialist communist, Bernie Sanders. He's a Marxist, Mike. Bernie's
yes.
a Marxist. He wasn't even went to honeymoon in Russia. So Miles was on to something there. But there again, the media, you don't hear a peep out of the media. All you hear is crickets. Nothing. It's all insane. It's insane what's happening. But, Mike, I hate to tell you, but my number one issue right now, other than the economy, which is part of it, is immigration. Absolutely.
Yes.
After seeing Laura Logan explain to me about the Aztec invasion, people better pay attention, and they better look at that, and they better start talking a lot more about it to their congressmen and everybody. Ron DeSantis here in the state of Florida is not allowing sanctuary cities. Any mayor that tries to pull it, they will arrest them. They already got the laws on the book, Mike. If a mayor in this state of Florida tries to pull any kind of sanctuary, they'll be arrested. They'll break a Title VIII. That's what the rest of the model
means. That's a good start.
Yes, it is. So, and he was really good on Laura Ingraham's show yesterday with all the other governors. They have that lady, governor from Iowa, is very good. And got a lot of Nebraska governor. There are a lot of those great governors. So we need people like that in office. Otherwise, we're going to lose this country, Mike. Grappling. We're going to become Mexico. We're going to become a third world banana republic.
We're well on our way to both. I mean, we are losing our country. I mean, that was made abundantly clear
yep.
last November. And, it's I don't know what the ultimate aim of all of this is, other than this one planet, one mongrel race, idea. But, I'm against the idea of a global government simply by studying how corrupt our national government has become.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you, Mike, I remember my prediction still stands. Eight more months, I say Camilla's going to take over within 8 months of the presidency. Biden.
I would not at all be surprised. In fact, I'm kind of surprised that Biden has lasted this long.
Yep, well. Going to be probably within 8 months period, then he'll have something. He had a brain aneurysm or something. You'll see. We'll see. It's going to play out. Eventually it will. So anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I know you got other callers, but Mike, please look at the Jesse Waters interview with Laura Logan. I think you'll be
all right. I'll make a point of hunting that down after the radio show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Same to you. And we're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. You hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Mike. Oh, okay, good. Mike, I agree with everybody with what we're talking about with immigration and so on. But I would tell you that first let me say that there was something that I sent you today that I saw. Was a topic I originally wanted to call in about, and that's the intelligence agencies are coming up with another agency that will grade and inform the American people of which countries are interfering in our elections. Did you happen to see that?
It doesn't ring a bell, but I may have posted it and. You know, I remember seeing something about a new agency being created.
Yeah, it's by the intelligence agencies. And what they're going to do is they're going to basically be a quote truth agency for who is interfering in our the American quote democracy.
In other words, it's just another propaganda institute.
Yes, another way for them to get us into a war and to demonize whoever they want to demonize, which we've all been through it, through Desert Storm and Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere. Anytime they want to go to war, they start demonizing. And now instead of having just an office of special plans that will be doing stuff every once in a while, it'll be a permanent entity. But and I want to point out, Mike, that in my theory of the way things work in the United States and really past the United States into most of Western Europe and North America, it's the first, the biggest group, the most powerful, the most influential, you've heard me say it a million times, are the people who can print the money and never get audited. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish if you can print money and never be audited. And, you know, so they can use this new agency like they use the Office of Special Plans to get us into it. But to go back on Tom and everybody's talk about immigration, they're also the people who have been behind critical race theory and the Great Replacement. Not only are they behind the Great Replacement and critical race theory and pitting all the races against each other so that they can, with the 1.7%, can rule the other 98.3%, but that's the real problem. Tom's right about immigration. You're right about the economy, the hollowing out of the economy, all the things that are going on. Critical race theory, Antifa, the rioting, all that stuff. It all comes back to the fact that we're ruled by a group of people who can print money, you know, without being audited, accountable to nobody, and their loyalty is to themselves and a foreign government. And you know, it's even the elections, when you look at, as Mark was talking about, with Zuckerberg and all these other guys interfering in the election and the cheating on the elections, as Tom did too. They were behind that too. The media and the banks, they're the same people. It's this SOG government that controls everything that we see and we read and we hear. Everything. They control our elections. They own, as we've talked about before, the top donors in the Democratic Party, the top donors in the Republican Party. They own it all. And they're behind everything that we're talking about here. From critical race theory to the immigration, the Great Replacement, to the thievery of the elections, to the genociding of basically of the whites. Everything. Even going down to the opioid crisis and the Sattler family. Another tribesman, another Zog outlet to Jeffrey Epstein and blackmailing all of our people. I mean, what they can't bribe, they'll blackmail. It's all pervasive. At any rate, so I agree with what both Mark said and Tom said, but above and beyond all that, if we only had control of our own government, if we only had control of our own media, and if we only had control of our own foreign policy, a lot of things would be different.
Yeah, so but we lost control of our government. You know, last November proved that.
I agree. But who's behind that? Who are the biggest donors and who's the media that were in bed with them all? Along with the intelligence agencies, by the way, that they've managed to purchase them too. So, I mean, come on. I mean, behind every one of these huge, huge systemic threatening problems, it's just one group and the fact that they can print money. That's the one underlying line that you thread that you can draw through all of this.
Yes.
And they have it in for us, and they have it in for whites and blacks and everybody else. They want to control it all. And you know what? They do. So,
well, you know, I think at some point there's going to be a pushback, and I would hate to see the rise of a new Nazi party, but you need to understand what was going on in Germany that led to the German people just deciding to go along with the Nazis to try and fix all the problems they had, like their private central bank, control of their media, and again, their decadence. Apparently, one of the world's first transgender clinics opened in Germany in 1919, and it was burned to the ground by the Hitler Youth. Okay.
They're behind Peter? That. Thank you.
Peter, got to let you go. Got a commercial break here. Back with more phone calls after the...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment on this Monday program, and we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Michael. First and foremost, you guys have heard of Al-Qaeda. Our new enemy is El Con Queso, baby. And all that, man. I mean, to put it lightly, I agree. Shout out to Tom in Florida. I love your governor. I really hope, dude, that Ivy follows suit in Alabama. We need to, you know, strengthen and unify, or else we don't have a country left. I'm sorry. I mean, I am a front office manager for a major hotel chain. And okay. And to sit here and talk about, you know, the hatred towards whites, the critical race theory thing.
Yes.
I sit in on interviews, on job interviews. Now, this is the truth, you guys. Listen to this. They are going for the less qualified candidate, less qualified to meet their quotas and all that stuff. I mean, I have sat in, and the guys that they're talking to can't even articulate sentences. You know, have no training, dude, in any of our software networks or anything like that, or anything that how our front office, dude, is being run. And they are giving these people jobs, dude, just because of the color of their skin. And, you know, I mean, I watched a guy, dude, that was, that I wanted to speak up and say, we need to hire this person. This is the best person for our job. I'm sorry, you know, that he is Caucasian and things like that. And I was looked at like, what the hell's your problem, man? And you know, this may have been, you know, the moment, dude, where I might have to start looking for, you know, a new job and whatnot. But this is the truth of the matter. You know, the Great Reset is here. It says yes. It on the UN's website. 660 million migrants from North Africa and the Middle East, dude, to come here, let alone, you know, what's going on, you know, with our border. The border is just the battling ram. And you know, the real replacement migration is coming. We are 15 years behind what's happening in Germany, Great Britain, all of these countries. The very fact, dude, that, you know, that this is going on, and you can see this around you, is enough, dude, to cause the alarm. It is enough, dude, to make you sit here and think, you know, we don't want another South Africa, Zimbabwe situation in this country. And you better do something about it, because in all reality, you can't change, you know, the pigmentation, dude, of your skin. We are hated. We are being, I mean, these people are being taught to hate us in yes. UN stronghold migration camps. And this is the reality, people. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
You know, I that's mean, what they're teaching know, kids in our schools is to hate white
all
people.
All he talks about is immigration and all that stuff. Well, when we are going to be voted out of existence. We were already voted out of existence in the 2020 election. Now they're just coming, dude, to clean everything up. This is the sobering reality.
I'm afraid you're right. And, you know, in one way, I'm kind of glad I'm getting on in years, because I'm not looking forward to what the future is going to bring for this country. You're right about the allusions to South Africa and Zimbabwe. It does seem like it's going to happen here. Okay, Marco, got to let you go. There's the music. It's time for the show to end, and I apologize to the caller waiting on hold. Try and call back tomorrow. We'll get you on the air. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.